Everyone, this is Craig Durr, Chief Analyst and Founder of the Collab Collective, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Direct from the Expo Enterprise Connect. I'm really excited about today's guest because actually we sat here at Enterprise Connect in 2025 and visited the company as well, and a lot has happened in the last year. So I'm happy to introduce to you Malachi Threadgill, VP of Marketing for UCC for GoTo. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm glad to have you here. And that's actually, I want to lean into what I talked about before. A year ago, one of the key ideas that we talked about as we sat in these chairs with your colleagues was you wanted to do AI that wasn't flashy. It was practical AI that was purpose-built. Now, looking back over a year and all the things we're going to talk about, it looks like this, that was part of a larger strategy. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. You know, everyone is talking about AI. You can't get away from it.
Right.
And what we really wanted to do is, when we think about our platform that we've talked about before and we'll continue to talk about, is if everyone has disjointed AI in a disjointed platform, it doesn't work.
Right.
So we really wanted to focus on how can we truly embed AI into our all-in-one solution to make it beneficial for everyone that uses our solutions.
Well, let's talk about that one hero product that I really love talking about, which is GoTo Connect for Automotive, because that's what we announced here last year. Now, that product seemed to be very well received so far. Tell me about how it's been in the last year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really exciting to just see how the solution has transformed these dealerships. We're already in 3,500 plus rooftops. And we're seeing massive win rates in terms of when dealers see the solution, the all-in-one piece, the single pane of glass, they get really excited to think about how that can help them transform and ultimately provide better service for their customers.
Okay, and but you haven't been sitting on your laurels. We launched in March, and you've continued to add to this, and it really feels like the platform significance of it shows. So after March in October, you took a very cornerstone feature of yours, AI Receptionist, and you added a scheduling functionality to it. Tell me about that and how this vertical has adopted that.
Absolutely. So one of the things that has become evident to me in getting to know this space a little bit better is that the dealers, the principals of these organizations, they know exactly how much a missed phone call costs.
Oh, really?
Down to the T. So if you think about that and you think about the benefits of what AI Receptionist gives you, there's no more wait times. There's the ability to call at any hour of the day, and all of this can be processed so that the end user or the customer can choose how they want to interact with the dealer. Mm-hmm. You may want your staff focused on more important things than having to sit there and answer phone calls all day long.
Right, but that missed phone call and that cost for that, it sounds like this is really taking this from just a communication tool to a business enabler in a lot of ways.
Yeah, 100%. I think we're seeing this force multiplying effect in terms of where your back office systems today, when you layer on AI, they can be proactive and they can actually become front office systems that generate more revenue for the business. And,
well, that leans into the next update you guys did in January this year. And you went a little bit deeper in terms of some specific automotive technologies, DMS or dealer management systems and CRM programs. Was this part of the plan?
Yeah, it has been part of the plan. You know, we've been building out that automotive expertise. And even before we created the automotive SKU, we saw that we had a swell of customers. And so we asked them what they wanted.
Okay.
And when you sit down and ask them what they want, you get good insights.
I'm sure you do.
And so we really started to build out, and they wanted a single pane of glass. And so it's not just an integration into CRM. It's an integration to Tekion. It's an integration to Cox, et cetera. And so by building out those integrations, A, we make it easier for them to be where they need to be.
Right.
But the omni-channel capabilities with AI on top makes everything seamless.
So what I'm hearing here is kind of a platform play. And what's interesting to me is how you've taken these learnings, or maybe it was part of the master plan, and applied it to this next vertical that you launched in October. I want to get up to speed on GoTo Connect for Education. Now, before you dive in, there's some key things as an analyst I think about. You know, this is a budget-constrained vertical. This is very lean IT staffs. They even have special needs, requirements around safety concerns, for example.
Right.
How did you address these pain points with that playbook?
Same thing we did with automotive. From the history of GoTo, back in the Jive days, we had a high win rate in the education space.
Okay.
And so when you think about where we do have that high win rate, you ask them what their problems are and you learn. And so we continue to build this out. And seeing the success in the automotive SKU, we're able to extend that. The benefit of our all-in-one platform and how we've built it means that we can give them the affordable solutions.
Yeah.
And understanding the seasonality of their buying really helps us hone in on, you know, when are they going to make these decisions and how can we add those capabilities, the safety features that everyone cares about. And so that SKU becomes purpose-built to help these school districts be able to afford a solution that is practical, mm-hmm. pragmatic, and affordable.
So let me double click on that a little bit. This safety requirement seems like a really good opportunity to differentiate in mm-hmm. what you're offering there. Is that the plan, or tell me what you've done in that regards?
You know, it becomes table stakes, the E911, those types of things for someone who wants to go and pursue the vertical. Mm-hmm. The emergency alerts is very important
right.
in terms of having those types of capabilities. And so we thought, let's just build out what they need in order to be successful. I don't want to claim it's rocket science or anything there.
Right.
It's pragmatic.
Yeah.
But when you build a pragmatic SKU for a vertical that needs something that's affordable, reliable, it just works.
And what you talked about dealing with their budget constraints, mm-hmm. I like that. It almost creates an element of predictability in terms of what they're doing in terms of their billing cycle and planning cycle. Purpose? Was that the right idea?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you look at the constraints that the education industry faces, why should they be paying a premium on a phone system? They can invest those dollars in other more important tech that can
right.
actually help educate their students. And okay. so we made it intentionally affordable from that okay. standpoint.
So we've got automotive, education, and that brings us today. So this week at Enterprise Connect, GoTo made an announcement of another vertical that it's entering into. This is GoTo Connect for healthcare, right?
Yes.
I want to know more about this. Tell me about the announcement.
Yeah, so just we're copy-pasting the playbook, right? When we look at our customer base, we ask our cab what they want, and we get really good insights. And so when you think about, once again, it starts with the all-in-one platform.
Yeah.
When you layer in purpose-built integrations into Athena, you build them into all of the other healthcare systems, mm-hmm. and then you layer on AI, you see massive success. And so we're really excited about where we're going with this. Mm-hmm. And just having launched the SKU, I think that there's going to be some general excitement about the industry.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here. This mm-hmm. is a very large vertical. This is much larger than the automotive or even education. And there's a lot of competition there, right?
Right.
So the question is, what's the opportunity for GoTo to find its market within this very competitive vertical?
Yeah, so you know, by our calculations, there's over 650,000 accounts
wow.
or practices, clinics, et cetera. The vertical is very large. We want to hone in on where we do well.
Okay.
Historically, we've done well in the small, medium-sized businesses, focusing
yeah.
on those practices. 25 to 500 employees, typically.
Right.
And we also want to focus in on the clinics, the primary care physicians, et cetera. We think that is our sweet spot.
Okay.
These are practices that are trying to evolve from just their on-prem. They have 7 or 8 point solutions as well.
Right.
And so if we can combine all of that for them, make it affordable, we think that we can help them win, and we think that they can provide better patient care with, once again, just like automotive, if they have a single pane of glass, they're able to focus on their patient outcomes. The patients are less stressed when they're trying to call in if they have to wait for a long time and they're scared.
Right.
Or if they want to check on their prescription, they can go through the AI receptionist and use that as well.
That's fantastic. I love this solution. All right, so what I hear you saying is that this purpose-built solution finds its right audience in this larger healthcare market.
100%. You know, the healthcare space is so large, and there's been many announcements even last week at Enterprise Connect
yeah.
about companies that want to go into the healthcare space. In fact, Enterprise Connect was during the HIMSS conference, which
That's right.
was serendipitous. But the space is so large that it's not going to be one size fits all. There's going to be these point solutions, and it's not one winner. There's multiple winners in the space.
Right.
And ultimately, if we provide great solutions that help clinics take care of their patients, everyone should win.
It sounds like a win-win situation. All right, I love it. So let's go ahead and start wrapping it up here. So if people want to find out more about any of these vertical solutions, what should they do?
Just go to the website, look at us on social media. If you can go click the link right below, and you can see the GoTo healthcare announcements there. But also look at the other verticals that we have, and be on the lookout for more announcements coming soon.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, also, what about channel partners that might be interested in learning more about working with GoTo?
We're super excited about channel partners. My background has been in the channel for a very long time.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about how can we educate our channel partners
mm-hmm.
to do better and how they can evolve their business.
Right.
So historically, the channel sells primarily through the IT buyer. As you go into automotive, as you go into healthcare and other verticals, you can't just sell through IT. You have to show the business value. And so being able to help our partners understand how they can deliver business value in these verticals it's a win-win all around.
Well, you've got the proof points, especially in these last couple of vertical solutions that you've launched already. Malachi, I want to thank you for this update. This has been fantastic. A lot of great information you shared. Not only have we seen these proof points around the previous solutions you launched, but now we've got healthcare market. And I'm looking forward to checking back with you guys in a year to see where you've gone from there, okay?
Awesome.
Fantastic. Everyone, this is Craig Durr, Chief Analyst with the Collab Collective. We are here direct from the Expo from Enterprise Connect 2026. Stay tuned and get some more updates along the way. Take care.